This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health on the Air now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken practices down in Mount Dora, Florida, suburb of Orlando, Mickey Mouse Land, at Lake Cardiology. Dr. Ken has, in his years of practicing, learned a whole lot. Right? Would you say you learn from your patients?
I learn every day from my patients.
Much as they learn from you.
It's a mutualistic relationship, and as a physician, you have to continue to learn. If you don't like to continue to learn, you go and you do something else. Because, I've mentioned, probably I use maybe 10 to 20% of what I learned in medical school today, and most of what I have to do today, I've learned after my training, and it's a lifelong training.
Yep, sure is. You got to stay alert and alive and keep going, actually. You have so much knowledge. That's the thing about some of the older doctors, because it's so difficult these days to practice in a routine way because of health insurance and government and all that crap. A lot of people want to get out. And yet, think about all the knowledge, Ken, that all these people who have been practicing for all these years take with them when they quit. It seems almost to... it seems selfish. I understand it's not.
Well, burnout is a huge problem in the medical profession, and that's the big loss, because they do take away not only knowledge but huge amount of experience, and it's not passed along to the rest.
Right. Now, with you, you're like me. No retirement, not allowed. Just keep going until you can't walk, think, or move anymore, and then you can. I mean, think about it. Somebody like you, who practices 10, 12, 14 hours a day some days, what would you do with your life? How would you feel like your life was worthwhile if you weren't practicing the medicine the way you practice it?
Can I play Major League Baseball?
I'm not sure that will work.
I'm joking. I don't know what else I would be doing, and... I enjoy sharing knowledge with you, but I do enjoy it. And you really, I've been in my current practice where I am now over 30 years, I guess, maybe 31, 32 years, and you just do have a lot of experience. You feel very comfortable with what you deal with. And I feel like I would like to continue to provide the knowledge and experience, because I just feel comfortable with it.
I think it's important that you're of service as well. You make a decent living, yep, but it's never easy working for yourself. I know that because
oh my gosh.
I'm like, you want to work for a hospital. I don't want to work for a big network.
We're dinosaurs.
This. Yeah, well, no, maybe, in a sense, because I've been doing this morning program for as long as you've been practicing medicine.
Exactly.
You heard when you said you'd been doing it for 32 years.
1988 was an important year for both.
When I started this morning program on the network, 1988, October of 88.
Yep. That's the same month I opened up my current practice. Uh-huh.
It's amazing. So much in common. All right, Dr. Ken is here to go through with you the information that he's gleaned from some of the major, there are all kinds of communication networks, and there are all of these journals of medicine that every week and every month come out, some of them every year, with medical overviews. So we take bits and pieces of some of those and bring them to you. The ones that he gleans are things that will have common connection to most people listening. For example, the odds of getting skin cancer. Summertime, and people are thinking about the dermatological consequences of being out in the sun. You talk about vitamin D a lot. We also have a focus, it looks like, on vitamin A. So what is vitamin A? What is that?
This is a report out of JAMA, which stands for the Journal of the American Medical Association, and their dermatology edition just this week. And let's talk about this, because it affects almost 1 in 10 of us. 11% of Americans will have squamous cell skin cancer before they get off of planet Earth. That's an amazing statistic. And it tends to occur in areas exposed to a lot of sunlight, such as the face and head. People with the highest intake of vitamin A lower their risk of squamous cell skin cancer, Doug, by around 15%. Most of the vitamin A consumed comes from foods, and some good healthy food sources of vitamin A include, let me give you a good list. I'm going to get hungry with this list. Sweet potato, right. Cantaloupe, carrots, black-eyed peas, sweet red peppers, broccoli, spinach, dairy foods, fish, meat, and especially liver. Adults, you should not consume more than 10,000 international units of preformed vitamin A daily. Too much preformed vitamin A, which typically comes from supplements.
Yeah.
Increases the risk of osteoporosis and hip fractures.
Really? So mostly yellow foods, yellow fruits and vegetables.
Exactly.
Colored to a certain point, but yellow especially, that's where you get vitamin A. So if you eat a lot of squash, yellow peppers, things like that, that'll be good. And then you have, I remember when I had mine, I remember maybe 15 years ago, I can't remember, I had a little splotch on my face, and I went to the dermatologist in Beverly Hills, and she took a little needle and went in and took a little bit of skin out, and they determined that it was sort of precancerous kind of squircinoma or whatever you just said.
Squamous.
And then they gave me a salve to put on it. And what they said is that it would absorb, it would pull out whatever precancer cells were in my skin, and therefore you would avoid the problem of having any kind of skin cancer. So I did that. I never had a problem since, except around where, depending on the light, you look in the mirror, you can see a little darkness in that area where the cancer cells were extracted by this method. It was just a cream. Put it on there.
And being a farmer, yeah, you're at a special risk for this.
I have my farmer tan. My skin is very dark. If you saw me right now, you might not even recognize me. My skin is so dark from being out in the sun. But it kind of feels good. And to go to the other side of this, vitamin D, which we talk about with regularity, is so important because you need it for lots of functional things in your body, and we all think we get enough of it people like me who are out in the sun all the time. But then year after year after year after year, when you test my blood, it comes that I have a shortage of vitamin D. And so I supplement somewhat, although some of the vitamin D's around are lousy and you don't want to use them if it's food-based stuff. But how do we've had this conversation a dozen times, and you still have never satisfied me as to why, if I have so much sun exposure, am I... The blood count of vitamin D is low.
Because of where you live on planet Earth most of the year. You're up in Massachusetts where the sun is not as strong. If you were down here in Orlando, you wouldn't have to be out in the sun so much.
Mm. Well, on a good day on the farm, I might spend 7-8 hours.
But people closer to the equator have more intense sunlight. And the time pound for pound out in the sun for us who are more southern, it's more intense than those who are up north.
Okay, got it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Stick around for a lot more. Psychotherapy will be in the focus in a matter of moments. Let's focus right now on how to lose weight the right way, the healthy way, the consistent way, the intelligent way. I can use all kinds of adjectives to describe using Calitrin as a weight loss product, a weight loss formula, a weight loss system, which is stimulant-free, drug-free. You don't have to go on a crash diet. Certainly you don't have to take any drugs. The reason they are advertising with me is because they know that I'm in favor, and all the things that I talk about on the air are focused, frankly, on the natural way to fix problems and deal with things. And the product Calitrin, Calotren, is proven to help with weight loss and things that keep you up at night. And I don't mean the mental things. I'm sure there are plenty of mental things that keep you up at night. But here's a fellow in Pennsylvania. I've lost 7 pounds in 3 weeks, and I'm hooked. So he's taking Calitrin and sticking with it. But I have all kinds. You can see, actually, at the website. When you go to toploss.com, you can see lots of testimonials, people explaining how Calitrin works. It not only takes the weight off, but when you stay on the program 4, 5, 6 months, then you keep the weight off. You encourage the recreation of collagen in your body, which your body has stopped producing once you get beyond your 20s. So that's why you get a little heavier, because there's no really, the protein keeps your lean muscle mass more functional. So without that, you get a little fat, frankly. So you need to restart your body's production of collagen. That's what Calitrin does. And we understand that that at the end of the day, you're going to be safe and not sorry. Lose the weight the Calitrin way. Find out how you can do it by going to toploss.com. Use the box for DJV. Get $20 off a 90-day supply, and also free shipping for those DJV listeners who are buying Calitrin. Do it now at toploss.com.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst, because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Most of us are familiar with travel websites and apps when planning that next vacation. But what if you happen to own a fabulous property in a vacation destination and want to rent it out? Bill Furlong is from Vrbo, and we asked him that very question.
Yeah, we try to make that process as quick and easy as possible. So you just go to Vrbo.com. There's a little link at the top right of the page that'll say, list your property. And when you click on that, the first question a lot of people want to know is, how much rental income could I earn if I rented my property on Vrbo? And so when they put in their address, they can just find out how much they're going to earn on Vrbo. Then we, you know, ask for a couple of questions about the property so that we have a basic profile. And in a very short period of time, we'll have you up and running on Vrbo.
Vrbo.com is the place to go, or download the free app from your app store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, next up here with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health is the treatment for depression in young people. This is not medicinal, but I guess it is. I mean, psychotherapy relies on drugs too often. So now we've got something that basically involves talking. How is that medicinal?
Well, this comes out of the Lancet Psychiatry Medical Journal this week, Doug. Because depression's a big problem, even for our youth. And this study involves people ages 15 to 25 years old. And the news is that adolescents and young adults with mental illness, they may not benefit significantly from antidepressant drugs. Instead, psychotherapy, talk therapy, should be the first treatment option for young people with depression. That's the conclusion of this big study.
Well, isn't that in part because there's so much more easily induced, or they become more easily hooked on some of these drugs than older people?
Well, you know, why this study wasn't powered to figure out why these results occurred, you know, that's going to take more research, but it's the kind of thing, it is what it is. And I think that parents who, and young adults, parents who have these children, need to realize that psychotherapy is going to be the first line.
Up next, what does extra weight do to your brain? Here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's get back to the action here. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We have a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com every week. The best of what Dr. Ken gives you for advice and help. And as well, Dr. Jack Stockwell. There are two different podcasts. You can find them at gooddayhealthshow.com. For example, the most recent one that's up there that's been posted this week, Dr. Ken discussing a new study that offers evidence having earlier meals can aid in weight loss. Also, we talk about not being treated for sleep apnea and how that interferes with being treated for depression. There's a lot of similarity, and you can hear the sorts of things that are bothering people by from week to week understanding what we are discussing, what's being studied in the medical world. Dr. Ken on this podcast says that a well-fitted dental appliance can be just as effective as a CPAP machine. That's very interesting. Best time to take a bath or a shower, we talk about that. Dr. Ken explains why the news is as it is. Then we get into testosterone therapy and how that might enhance your sex life. Dr. Ken and the paleo diet, he scrutinizes that and why it should be avoided. So there's lots of things every single week for you to participate in, partake. More and more people listening to this podcast. If you can't hear the whole program, this is It Synthesized. Check them out. The archives are there at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so I was talking about, we have all kinds of ways of enhancing our brain because that's the most important thing in our body. Well, that the brain, nothing else works. So what happens if we're overweight, Ken, to our brain?
Just another good reason to get down to ideal body weight. Published this week in the medical journal Neurology, Doug, obesity, it appears to accelerate brain aging by a decade or more. People with a wide waist circumference and higher body mass index, that's the BMI, they're more likely to have a thinner cerebral cortex and a condition that has previously been linked to a decline in brain function. The cerebral cortex is that outer layer of the brain and it plays a critical role in memory and language.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't surprise you, does it, though? You see most of the people that come to you in your clinic at Lake Cardiology, you're a cardiologist, so you see people all the time that are way overweight, and your focus is on the heart. But can you see the impact as you read through this and understand it, explain it for us, the brain stuff? Why is the brain any different? It ages your whole body when you're overweight.
Absolutely. Right? It connects to me a lot of dots because I can see the weight, but I have to communicate with patients. I want to, and it's so important in what I do. And as people get older, it can be a great challenge to communicate effectively because of the ability of people to remember and to think. And I was myself thinking over the decades about this study, and there really is something here about people's obesity and their ability to think as they get older.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm thinking back to when I was in your clinic the last time this past spring, and the number of people when I was sitting there waiting for a procedure, watching people come in and out, and how overweight most of them were. And that really sort of speaks to the issue here. If you want to be sick, get yourself, extra 10, 20, 30 pounds and help yourself. And then they go and, you know, their heart problems. You have the EECP devices there, and that helps people, you know, mitigate the damage caused by having too much weight, right? But it still isn't, it's not the end all.
Well, increasing the weight increases the blood pressure, the cholesterol, and the blood sugar. And these are three big items that lead to plaquing of your circulation from head to toe.
Caffeine in the focus next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds his first rally since the second round of Democratic debates. 17,000 Trump supporters decked out in red, white, and blue inside the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, with many, many more outside who could not get in.
Democrat lawmakers care more about illegal aliens than they care about their own constituents. They put foreign citizens before American citizens.
And the president goes on to tell the crowd,
today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Medical information here in the good old summertime on good old Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here discussing and going through a lot of the research done, the medical journals, that sort of thing. Next up, a focus on caffeine and what it does. I think this is nothing but intuitive, Ken, when you get right down to it, because all of the caffeine and jittery stuff that happens, isn't that going to, by almost assumption, be take its toll on your anxieties or create anxiety?
Well, it's all in the amount. I'll give out some numbers for people to think about when they look at their caffeine intake. But this comes from Penn State Health this week, Doug. For some people, caffeine may help with concentration and provide an energy boost, but it can also cause problems for those with general anxiety disorder. Caffeine, it can mimic or make worse the symptoms of anxiety. These are symptoms such as racing heart, nausea, or abdominal pain. The current recommendation for caffeine is less than 400 milligrams per day, and also with a single serving, stay under 200 milligrams. The average coffee cup has about 80 milligrams, but you go into Starbucks or you go into Dunkin' Donuts, you can easily get up to 400 milligrams in one serving. So you have to just watch the caffeine amount, the milligrams.
And do you? Oh, you and I talk about the coffee that you drink where you're there. It almost becomes, with some people, I was talking to my accountant last week, and he, every time I'm in his office with him, he's got this huge cup of black coffee. It smells awful. And I said to him, how many of those do you drink a day? He said, well, as soon as it gets cold, I go get another one. But he basically is nursing it all day long. And I think it has had an impact on him. He's getting along. And so as I look at him and listen to his voice and see how he is just basically functioning, I think drinking all that coffee for all these years has had a definite impact on him.
Well, coffee, it can be a healthy item as long as you stay under 400 milligrams of caffeine.
But there are other ways that people are getting caffeine, those damn cola, monster drinks and whatever they call it, the monster drink.
Tea, monster, cola, monster. Chocolate, the energy drinks, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, next up, your cell phone. You charge it. If you are using the normal cell phone charger, I can't imagine that there's that much juice going through it, but this emergency medicine story makes you think.
This may not be intuitive, Doug. Bringing your smartphone to bed, it could literally shock you. And I'm not making this up. This is a recently studied published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine just this month. It describes people who were accidentally electrocuted and burned by phone charging cords. So do not sleep with your mobile device and avoid leaving the charger plugged in when it's not connected to a phone. What happens is the tip of the charging cord gets plugged in, and then it gets disconnected from your phone, and that's hot. And people turn and end up on it, and they get burned, and they end up in the emergency room. So unplug that cord, don't bring it into bed, and turn the phone off before you go to sleep.
You gotta be nuts. Didn't we have a couple of weeks ago another study that wasn't similar, but it brought into question why anybody would have their cell phone anywhere near, never mind under their pillow, anywhere near their nightstand or anywhere near their bed. I don't even have them in the same room with me because of the things that come that emulate from, emanate from the phone screen and all the electronics around it. But God sakes, the thing's got a fan in it even to blow energy out of it. So what's that doing to your brain if you put it under the pillow? You got to be nuts to do this. I would think you'd be. Anyway, Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington for this edition of Good Day Health. And he and I have talked about these things for years and years and years. Where are you putting your cell phone now, your iPhone?
It's on my nightstand.
It is. How close is that to your head?
3 feet, 2 feet.
Okay, so that explains much of what's going on with you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, hey, if you need to call me in the middle of the night, I have to answer, right? Doug says jump, Rich says how high, right?
Right. Now that's handy. Okay, so you can keep it next to you.
Thank you. I figured.
And if you can afford a wireless charger, that gets rid of this whole cord.
So you have one?
I use a wireless charger, yes.
Where do you keep your cell phone?
Where do I keep it?
At night.
At night? Well, I keep it off.
You know, so what happens if one of your patients is dying at 3 o'clock in the morning and they need
you? I am an old-fashioned guy with a real phone.
Really? Okay, you and me both. Richie, you got a phone in your house? A real phone?
We do not have a copper-wired phone. Everything is VoIP. I have a Vonage line and then cell phones. And the only reason we have the Vonage line is for international calls.
Really? Yep. Wonderful. Okay. There's a increase in younger adults of colorectal cancer. Much more common, usually in older patients, but now the new data that I was looking at this morning shows a sharp increase among adults in their 30s. And why would that be? What's going on? Remember Tony Snow? Do you remember him? He was a press
agent. Absolutely.
He was a fabulous guy. I liked
him. He was the press agent for one of the Bushes, right?
Yep. And he, earlier on in the George Bush, he died, I think he was only 44 or something, 45. His father had died of colorectal cancer. He got it, and man, he was gone. It seemed like a minute. And, again, younger guy in his 40s. So what's the deal? Why would that be? You got any ideas?
Well,
why there's more susceptible?
Well, Tony Snow, it was genetics. Genetics play a big role in colorectal cancer. And knowing your own personal family history is very important. And if people have an early history of getting colorectal cancer in their family, they need to be screened at a young age. Mm-hmm. And you need to talk to your doctor about that.
Risks
about
are
prevention.
Multiplied if you don't have it checked out.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, is our diet affecting colorectal cancer? Most likely.
Yep.
And
sure.
Is that the reason why we're seeing it? You know, we're just moving further away from the farm.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that's a big factor. That's the item that sees the food first.
Yeah. All right, food for thought. Speaking of food, apples. If you've been eating an apple a day, like I have, to keep the doctor away, that old expression, but you haven't been consuming the core, you're missing out on some of the most nutritious parts of the apple. According to some research that I saw this week, fiber and flavonoids, those are important. But apples apparently can have bacteria, which is good for your gut health. And the bacteria is in the fruit's core. But you can't feed the core of an apple to your dog because it'll kill him. Isn't there arsenic or something in the seeds? I remember, maybe that's an old wives' tale, but I remember hearing that. So anyway, I saw this was in the Journal of Microbiology. Do you know a single apple contains about 100 million bacterial cells? If you throw the core out, you're only eating 10 million of the cells. Organic apples have an edge over conventionally grown apples. If you're consuming an apple and you're not eating the seeds, well, I don't know. Is that? I think I'll go without the seeds. What about you? I want to get the most benefit out of it. I thought I always thought the most benefit was in the skin.
It sounds like the whole thing is good for you. Eating lots of fruits and vegetables, good idea.
Yeah. Well, but do we delineate the fruits and vegetables? When you talk about the way to live a long and happy life, you say eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. But aren't there some that are better for you than others?
Well, the more colorful the fruit, but I'm not sure I know of any really bad ones.
No. Okay. So I
just watch the calories.
Blueberries and all that good stuff. In a moment, what is the plan that will make it easier for you to have prescription drugs at a less expensive rate? We'll find out about that. The CDC estimates that vaccinating children born between 1994 and 2016 will prevent more than 380 illnesses. It's National Immunization Awareness Month, a perfect time to learn all the facts. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we try to bring to you food for thought from Dr. Ken and his experiences, not only practicing at Lake Cardiology, but all the references that he reads and passes along for others to understand. That's why so many people, even professionals, go to see Ken when they want treatment, they want care, they want another opinion. You can do the same, you know. You're special as far as Ken's concerned. So make that special appointment, that special connection with Ken, by calling at the office 352-735-1400 and make an appointment to see Ken no matter where you are. I come from New England. People all over the country, matter of fact, all over the world come to see Ken because of his expertise. So he's got it, and you can use it. So if you want to take advantage of his presence, call Lake Cardiology for Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. So what is this new plan that would make it easier to import drugs from Canada? I'm wondering, because the drugs they sell in Canada are made here. We ship them up there. They sell them cheaper. So can you imagine the ring around the rosy here? We're going to have our drug company sell the stuff to Canada. I guess the real question is, why are we so screwed, blued, and tattooed when it comes to paying for drugs? If they can get them cheaper in Canada, why can't we get them cheaper here? Isn't that the question?
It's a great question. And, I think that the Canadian government has been more restrictive on allowing the drugs into their company, into their country, and, you know, just insisting on where the price point will be. And it's just such a smaller market that I think the drug companies have, you know, just pushed back less. And, you know, you look at the population of Canada, it's just such a small fraction of America. And this is an interesting issue. The news is that the Department of Health and Human Services announced today an effort to literally have a plan where we will be importing drugs from Canada. And it's been very difficult prior to this to be allowed to do this, and it's questionably illegal to be able to do it. And this is not going to happen overnight, because there's going to be a lot of regulation that has going to have to be put into place. The FDA is going to have to approve all this. And you know where the pushback is going to come from? And it's already been announced. Exactly. So they've already announced that in a big way they're going to bring court challenge to this and blah, blah, blah. But we need more competition here in this whole field. And, we have competition in providing health care, but the one area that still remains without much competition is in the drugs.
Well, that's because they guarantee, once you spend all the money to get a patent, that you can keep it for 10 years before it becomes generic, right? That's one of the reasons and stuff. They can predicate what the price is without any. But this kind of comes from the same mind as telling people how much the drugs cost on TV in their ads, right? I mean, isn't the same kind of focus on just the general expense of advertising?
Well, I think that more price transparency in a similar announcement recently in the last few weeks is the transparency in what hospitals and insurers negotiate for their charges is going to become public. And you know who's screaming about this? Both the hospitals and the insurers.
There you go. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Doctor time, medical time. Medicine, information is the best medicine, perhaps, for your health. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service. Yes, 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 yes. There are lots of things going on. Ken prides himself, and so do I, having him as a part of this program, at going through a lot of the information that gets published every week by all these journals. They're here and they're around the world. Studies are being done to try to make health treatment better. There are all kinds of ancillary impacts that come from a lot of this information. One of the things this week, Ken, that really attracts my attention, and you as a cardiologist practicing in your facility down in Montour, Florida, have to see a lot of people who have heart problems that start with heartburn. Maybe we need a definition of what heartburn is called and why it's, it was caused, how's it caused, and why is it called heartburn?
Well, absolutely. Heart doctors end up seeing a lot of conditions outside of the heart because we take care of chest discomfort, and the chest in medicine is usually thought of as from the waist to the shoulders, the front to the back. And when people have discomforts here, people initially in medicine, doctors, everybody wants to be reassured that it's not the heart. So we as cardiologists see chest discomfort often first to make sure it's not the heart. If it is the heart, to make sure they get treated quickly so they stay on planet Earth as long as possible the way it should be. So we end up seeing a lot of non-cardiac chest pain, and non-cardiac chest pain is commonly, most common cause is reflux, so-called GERD, GE reflux disease, because there's acid secreted in the stomach to start the digestive process as the food comes down the feeding tube, the esophagus, to break it down. And there's a flapper, a one-way door between the feeding tube, esophagus, and the stomach. And this flapper, this valve, sometimes breaks down and doesn't keep the acid in the stomach, but the acid comes back up into the feeding tube. And that's what causes the burning.
Yeah. That's something I've been through. How many times have we talked about this in our history? Three, four times at least, because my flapper doesn't close. And one of the first things, I can't remember whether you told me to do this, was to drink a quart of water and then jump up and down. Did you tell me to do that? Who told me to do that? Remember that? You sent me to somebody who was a specialist.
That deletes the acid and pulls it down, I guess.
It supposedly helps to close up this flapper that you're talking about. But more to the bigger point. This is part of the amazing reality. You can take apart anything, whether it's vitamins, minerals, the food you put in your body, what goes on in your body. Just think about how complex your cellular structure is and why it is that some cells like other cells and some cells don't. Can it be that simple that certain cells I have, attached to all of this stuff is an allergy to gluten? And that sort of plays into the same, for me anyway, plays the same role. And you think about how much of our bodies we take for granted, Ken, and how when everything works well, you don't think about your body at all, do you? I mean, think about it, maybe you shouldn't think about it. If your body's working fine, great. But if it's not, and you start thinking, oh, my God, what's wrong with my body? Think about how complex your body is. And many of you, what you're doing to deplete the sources of goodness by smoking and drinking and doing drugs and whatever the hell else you do, right? I mean, a lot of people that you've seen for these problems or regular cardio problems have abused themselves for years, Ken.
Horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly.
So, you know, when you get right down to it, it's really, I think something like this brings to the surface, a recognition of how complicated your body is, how fabulous the process of living is, and why in the world you don't take care of yourself. It's just, anyway. So allergies. The heartburn brings about allergies. And what sort of allergies are we talking about here?
Well, people who need drugs that suppress stomach acid are almost twice as likely to need drugs to control allergy symptoms. That's the news, Doug, from Nature Communications this week. And people over 60 who also use these drugs were more than five times as likely to also need an allergy medication. The longer the treatment, the higher the risk of allergies. Normally, the acidic environment in the stomach helps break down food-derived proteins that can cause allergies.
So it's all about more allergies. Allergic, you know, we all talk about the peanut allergy. I'm allergic to dust. And I start sneezing and, you know, I don't know, but heartburn, I've never taken any drugs for the heartburn.
Inhibitors, medications in the class are things like Prilosec, Prevacid, and H2 blockers like Zantac and Pepcid.
All right. Food for thought. Ken Kronhaus.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.